Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain, baptize us once again. We thirst for you.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Vales Taylor, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be on the air and be able to just come on and share the word in prayer with you on this morning. We pray that as you begin your day, praise the Lord, that you will just keep in mind how much God loves you, how much he cares for you. Praise the Lord. God is such a good God, and we just thank God for all that he is doing. Praise God. This morning, what I would like to do is we pray. If you would like to call in, you have a special prayer request or a prayer request, it doesn't matter what it is, praise God, or a comment that you would like to share with us on the air, you're welcome to do so. We welcome you to call in. Praise God. The call-in number is 718-664-9578. Praise God. We just do welcome you to do that. Praise God. We thank God for those that do call in. We just appreciate the Lord. Praise God. And we just thank God again for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. We do have a caller on the air on the line this morning. We say God bless you. Praise the Lord. If you would like to make a comment or prayer request, you may do so at this time.
Hello. God bless you.
God bless.
How are you this morning?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm doing well also. I do have a prayer request.
Okay.
I just feel like for you to lift me up just for strength. The enemy is kind of, I guess, warring against me. So I just want strength to endure, just, you know, wisdom and understanding to get through it.
All right. All right, praise God. Amen. We will definitely pray. And can I have your first name, please?
Shaquella.
Shaquella, okay. We do appreciate you calling in, Shaquella. Praise God. We're definitely going to go before the Lord and take this before God and just know that, you know, the Word of God lets us know that if we lack wisdom or we need wisdom, we can go to the Lord because he is gracious and he will give it to us. He won't hold it back. Praise God. If we need direction, strength, we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And when we draw from the Lord, we draw from his table, we draw joy, we draw peace and love and all of the things that even from the fruit of the Spirit, when we begin to just draw on God, we get that strength and we know that God will strengthen us and he'll give us peace. Even to endure things that we have to. Some things God allows us to walk through, but it's to make us better, praise God, to strengthen our character and all of that. So we are going to definitely pray for you this morning, and I'm believing and trusting the Lord to minister to you as only he can. Know that he loves you and he does care. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Father, we thank you for Sister Shaquella. We ask God that you touch her right now. Father God, when we come to you, we know that you hear us. We know that you answer our prayers. Your word declares that we can cast every care on you because you care for us. So, Father, we're asking for strength today. We're asking that you give her endurance and you give her wisdom, guidance, and lead her, Father, by your spirit and by your power. Father, there may be questions and concerns that lay on her heart right now. We ask that you would give her peace today, that the Holy Ghost would come alongside her and comfort and strengthen her. Father, we thank you for your word because we know that when we decree your word and declare it, Father, you hear it and you answer. So, Father, we're thanking you today for ministering to her at the point of her need, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Father, even touch her in her physical body. And, Lord, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for your love. We thank you, God, for your compassion that you have for us. We love you today, Father God, and we just ask now that the Holy Ghost would go forth and do the work that needs to be done in her life, in her home. Father God, all that is on her heart right now, Father, that's pressing her heart right now, Father, you touch, lift the burdens and the weights and the cares. And, Father, we thank you today. We give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory, Father. Continue to have your way and let your will be done in her life. And we love you now and we will never cease to give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. We have another caller on the line. God bless you, honey. We have another caller on the line. Do you have a prayer request this morning? God bless you.
Yes, God bless you, Pastor Kelly. My name is Minister Jerome, and I have prayer request for my own family and to get closer in our relationship.
Okay. So you said for your family that you'll get closer, that you're okay, okay.
That our relationship would get closer.
That your and relationship would get closer, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And also, I want prayer for my cleaning business.
Okay.
That God will prosper it.
Okay. Okay. And what was your name again?
My name is Jerome.
Jerome? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Father God, we thank you for Jerome today. We ask, Father, that you would touch in this request. And Lord God, I pray that, Lord, we thank you first of all for Marketplace Ministry. We thank you, God, that you do open up doors for us to minister in that area. And so, Father, I'm asking that you would touch this business, Lord God, that you would, by your spirit and by your power, Father God, that you would send business abundantly, because, Father, you're the one that gives us provision and you give us the ideas and you give us, you're very creative. And so, Father, as you create and you give us these things to do, we ask for your anointing. We ask, Father God, that you would minister by your spirit and by your power. Father, we thank you now that, Lord, all the provision that is needed for this work, I'm asking that you give it to him, Father God, that even if he's in need of workers, if he's in need of equipment, Father, whatever the need is, we want you to provide it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're thanking you in advance, Lord God. And Lord, we don't look at what's going on in the economy. We look to you because you are our source. And you say that if we have a need, we can ask you, Father, and you will supply it. You'll supply all of our need according to your riches and glory. So, Father, we're thanking you now that everything that needs to come his way is coming in Jesus' name. And, Lord God, we pray for this relationship. Is this a family thing that you're concerned about?
Yes.
Okay.
My,
Father God, we okay. Father, we pray right now that you would get in this area, and we ask that you would undertake and touch in the name of Jesus. Father God, you see and you know what this is all about. So I'm giving it to you right now, and I ask that you undertake, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, you touch and you minister as only you can by the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord God, we thank you today because we know again that you watch over your word to perform it. Father God, your eyes are running to and fro throughout the earth to show yourself strong on behalf of your people. So, Father God, we're asking that you minister and that you touch, oh God, in Jesus' name. And, Father, we thank you. I need to ask you something. Have you been having problems in your body, in the lower part of your body?
Lower part of my body?
Yeah. Have you any type of sickness? because I'm kind of sensing that you've been sick in your body.
Yeah, I've been, I mean, on the other hand, my leg been hurting.
Okay. Okay. Father God, I pray healing. Okay, go ahead.
Like my toe was
okay.
It feels like it's numb, but like when I hit it, okay. I don't know what's wrong with it, but and also on my thigh,
okay,
it's like a sharp pain.
Okay, Father God, we come against the spirit of pain, and we ask for healing, Lord God, because we know that Jesus died for our sins, sicknesses, and diseases. So I'm asking you to heal right now. You touch his feet, legs, ankles, thigh bones, knee bones. Father God, get down in that area right now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke sickness. We rebuke disease right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, God, for healing. Touch right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, make them every... Obo, shikata, woo! God, make them every good whole right now. God, I love you. In the name of Jesus, God, we love you now. We thank you for doing it right now. Oh, God, get in every fiber of his being, God. Get even in the lungs, the heart, the kidneys. Oh, God, his blood supply right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you. We praise you for healing in Jesus' wonderful name. And, God, remove that worry. Oh, God, the stress, God, you remove it in Jesus' name. Father God, remove it. Lift it up off of him right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We give you praise now, and we give you honor in Jesus' wonderful name. We pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't worry. Don't have any fretting. Don't allow the enemy to cause you to worry. When things get on your heart, just give it to the Lord. There's some things we can't do anything about, but to worry, it will put stress in your body, and it will just, and it can cause you to get sick as well. So just know this, that when you get in a situation and you can't do anything about it, you can give it to God and just cast it on him and say, Father, I don't know what to do, but I'm asking you to come alongside and help me. And he will do just that. He'll give you peace. Even when you don't understand, the peace of God will walk with you. Praise the Lord. And I pray peace over you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you today for both of these callers and anyone else that's on via computer. We thank you, Father God, and I ask you to minister. You go throughout these airways, Father God, and you do the work that needs to be done in the lives of your people. Father, there are many that are distressed today, many that are sick today, bound in their bodies with cancer. Father God, different illnesses, heart disease, lung disease, Father God, sugar, diabetes, all these things, Father God, coming against the bodies. But Father, we're praying healing today in the name of Jesus, that you would touch, God. Oh my God, you get down even in the pancreas, God. Get down in the lungs, Father, the eyes, God, the ears, and Father God, sinus trouble, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would heal and set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you today, Father God. Someone is heavy in their spirit. Someone is suffering with depression and oppression. But Father, I'm asking you, God, to bring deliverance, because Jesus, you came to set the captive free. You came to free us in our mind and in our soul, God. So we thanking you today for healing. We're thanking you for liberty in the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, continue to have your way. Have your way, Father God. And Lord God, we thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost that's walking and transmitting through these airways, God. We thank you now. We thank you for the visitation of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, we thank you for the power of God, that when we speak your word, we're speaking life. Oh, God, we're declaring it. We're decreeing it. Father God, someone is going through a storm right now, a great tragedy right now. I'm asking you, God, to come alongside them and give them peace in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now for what you're doing, Father God. You go and blanket throughout this nation and you minister, Father God, even as the people of God prepare to go to the house of God. We want you, God, to minister. Father God, you go to every service this morning, Father God. Have your way. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost permeate us on today. Father God. Minister and meet needs, Father God, that only you can do, Father God. Show yourself strong to your people, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for it, God. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We magnify your wonderful name, oh God, because your name is a strong tower. The righteous can run to it and find safety. We can find rest, God, in your tabernacle, Father God, because, God, you provide strength, you provide joy, you provide hope, you provide life, oh God, goodness and mercy, oh God, will follow us according to your word, Father God. So we thank you for that today. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing. We thank you that you're ministering, God, in every region that's even represented on this line, every state that's represented, Father God. You begin to move and minister, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you today. We praise you, Lord, for the very blood of Jesus, the blood that makes us whole, the blood that saves, the blood that delivers, oh God, the blood that sanctifies, the blood that keeps us, God. We thank you, God, because you are a keeper. You'll keep us even in our right mind when our heart and mind is stayed upon you. So we thank you, God. We give you praise today. Oh God, we say that there's none like you, Jesus. Oh God, keep us, God, with our heart to pray, with a heart to seek your face, with a heart to praise, with a heart to lift up our hands, God. Oh my God, that you may cleanse, that you may deliver, you may set free. Father God, every yoke of bondage, God, bring deliverance, Father God, in our minds and in our souls, God, bring deliverance, Father God. Oh God, that we may walk free according to your word, because you declare in the word, God, that he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So we thank you for freedom today. We thank you for liberty today. We thank you, God, that you are a God. You are our God, oh God, and there is no other God like you. No one can love us like you, God. No one can keep us like you. No one can save and deliver and heal like you do. So, Father, we thank you. Oh God, someone needs you to move on their behalf speedily, Father. So, God, we send forth the word today, and as we send forth your word, it will go and it will accomplish that it is sent forth to do. It will not return void. So, God, we thank you and we praise you now. Thank you for resurrection life. Jesus is life. Jesus is hope. Glory to God. So we thank you now. Thank you, God, that when praises go up, blessings come down. God, let your blessings fall on your people today in a mighty way, in a special way. In the name of Jesus, bring release today. Oh, God, bring release today. Bring breakthrough today, Father. In the name of Jesus, break those yokes, God. Break them down, Father God. Break those strongholds down, Father. Strongholds of divination, strongholds of witchcraft, strongholds of bondage. Break them down in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, strongholds of fear. We come against fear now in Jesus' name. We thank you, God. Oh, God, for what you're doing. Pull down every stronghold in the mind, God, in the body, God. Strongholds of whoredoms, God. Bring them down in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, strongholds of witchcraft, God. Bring them down right now. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Strongholds of infirmity, bring them down in the name of Jesus. Strongholds of Jezebel, bring them down now in Jesus' name. Strongholds of lying, God, bring them down. And strongholds of error, bring them down in Jesus' name. God, we thank you now. Bind even the very spirit of death that would come. Oh, my God, death in the mind, death in the heart. Death brings sin brings about death. So, Father God, even sin that would be in our lives, yes, God, help us to repent. Help us to come to you, Father God. Oh, God, and help us not to make excuses to stay in sin. But, God, pull us out in the name of Jesus that we may live holy and righteous before you, Father God, because you are life, God. There's no sin in you. There's no darkness in you. So we desire to be just like you, God. Help us on today. Help us on today, Father. We need your help, God. We can't make it without you, Father. But we thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost that's reigning and ruling in the midst, Father. Help us to walk in that vein of the Holy Ghost. Help us to abide in you, oh God, and in you and us. And whatever we ask, it shall be done, because we will not ask amiss. we'll ask according to your will. So we thank you now. We thank you, God, for the power that we have in you. And Lord God, help us to tap into the source, the power source, which is the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. We're asking, God, that you refresh and that you refill, that you, oh God, reconcile and restore in Jesus' name. Help the brethren to come together in unity, because where there's unity,
yes,
there
Lord.
Is in the name of Jesus. We thank you now, God. Oh, God, where there's divisions, God, pull them down in Jesus' name. Where there's discord, Father, pull it down in the name of Jesus. And we even bind confusion in every evil work, God, because, Lord, we know that you don't dwell in the midst of confusion. You are a God of peace. So, Father, touch, God. Touch us today. Touch the body of Christ as a whole. Bring your people together as one in unity in the spirit realm, that, God, the kingdom of God may advance. God, we need you to move in this nation. We need you to move from one coast to the other in Jesus' name. You see the things that the nations are facing. You see, God, and you know all things, Father God. So we're asking you to move, Father God. We're trusting you to do it, to send revival, God. Send revival on the East Coast, on the West Coast, down in the southern portions of the United States, and all on the southern western portion of the United States. God, we need you to move. Oh, Father God, stir up your people, because you said, God, in your word, that in the last days you will pour out your spirit on all flesh. Oh, God, you say your sons and daughters will prophesy, that you would pour out your spirit on your handmaids, God. Oh, my God. So, God, we need you to move. God, we need you to move. We need a move of God. Oh, by Shanda, Bosena, Bahaya, even over the internet, God, move, Father God. Move, God. Draw by your spirit, Father God. Pull down those strongholds, God, in the name of Jesus, of bitterness and anger, oh God, that would
kill us.
Father God, but help us to come together in the spirit realm, God, as never before, to be that army that you're calling for, God, that when we have to go up and do warfare, that by God we'll be able to go up, because your word says one can put 1,000 to flight and 2 10,000. So God, we know, God, if we come together, oh God, as the body of Christ, my God, we will set the devil on flight in the name of Jesus. We thank you today for what you're doing.
Thank you.
We give you praise, God. We give you honor. Oh, God, touch our young people today. Touch them today, Father God. Draw our young people back to you, Father God. Those that may be on drugs, God. Those that are on the street, God. You begin to draw and save by your power and by your anointing in the name of Jesus. Even go into the prison, Father. Just sense that there's someone behind the prison walls that's crying out. Crying out for help, God. And I want you to go, oh God, send those in, God, that can go in and minister effectively, oh my God, to pull them out of the den of the enemy, Father, in their minds and in their souls, God. Even though they may be behind the walls, you can still free them. You can free them in their mind and free them in their soul, free them in their heart, God, in the name of Jesus. You know the cases. You know why they're there, Father God, but you can move in spite of it, God. So we thank you, God. You touch right now. Touch those that are in the hospitals today, those that are sick, God, can't go to the house of God. Father God, minister today. We don't want to take our liberty for granted. We don't want to take for granted because we can go and come as we will, God, and not go to the house of the Lord. But oh God, help us to run to your house. Help us to run, Father God, to get in your presence, Father God, to feast at your table. We thank you now. We give you praise, Father. We love you today, and we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, Father God. We give you praise now, and we give you honor for what you're doing, God. We thank you for your presence that we feel right now. Continue to have your way in the name of Jesus, and bless again these dear ones that called in today. Bless them, Father God. Oh, my God, continue to open doors and make ways, Father. Thank you for it today. We give you praise now, and we give you honor, and we give you glory. In the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. This is scripture that comes to me in Psalms, praise the Lord, chapter 34, and it simply says, I will bless the Lord at all times. and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And I just want to encourage you as you go forth this day to praise the Lord. Keep a praise on your heart. Praise the Lord. Just think of the goodness of God. And when we think of the goodness of the Lord, praise God, that's enough right there to praise him, to worship him, to honor him, to adore him. Praise God. When we really praise him, praise God, blessings come down. Amen. Everything we need. The Spirit of God comes in. Praise God, because he inhabits the praises of his people. So we want to bless him. We want to magnify him. We want to boast in him on today. Praise the Lord. The scripture also says, and my soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. So even as we go to the house of God, we're going to magnify the Lord. We're going to lift him up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. David said in verse 4, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. When we put the word of God back in the atmosphere again, praise God, when you seek him, you're going to find him. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these other things are going to be added. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to end with this scripture. It simply says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. So, beloved, I'm encouraging you to trust God. Keep your faith in God. Keep your hope in God. And wait on him. God will not disappoint you. Praise the Lord. When you wait on him, he's going to strengthen you. You'll mount up with wings. You'll run and you won't be weary. And you will walk and you will not faint. We thank God today for prayer. We thank God for you. Amen. We pray that you will join us on our next broadcast. Praise the Lord. Continue to pray. Keep your face looking toward Jesus. Set your face as a flint. Be determined to continue to do the will of God. Beloved, know that God loves you. He cares about you. Praise the Lord. You have been listening to Set Free Outreach Ministries. I am Apostle Deborah Vales Taylor, and we just pray that you would continue to listen in. Praise God. If you'd like to drop us a line, an email, just let us know how you're doing. Praise God. Give us a praise report. You can do so. You can email me at Apostle Deborah at setfreeoutreachministries.org. Praise God. Or go on our website, www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. All of our information is there. Praise God. If you want to stay in contact, we welcome you to do so. Praise God. Most of all, I want you to stay encouraged. Know that God loves you. Know that he cares. He has your best interests at heart, and he is working all things out just for you because he loves you and he cares. Be blessed. God bless you.
God bless.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministry.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at setfreeoutreachministries@hotmail.com. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 2456, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you because he loves you. And he cares. For your hand to guide us. A place where you